Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno. He is the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that and you'll find his website, all the things he does. He's also VP of Soho Solutions. Scott, thanks again for being here. So,
always a pleasure.
So you've got another story to tell us about a company, about a website that let people down, about a security expectation that customers had from them. I guess that's the best way to compare this story to the last one. A security expectation that people had that was not delivered. Would that be a good way to say it?
Yeah, that's a fair description. Essentially what it comes down to is, and mind you, this actually is not a new hack, but it only came to light last month because the company affected actually sued to keep it out of the public.
Hmm.
Now, in terms of details, back in 2012, researchers from a university out in the Netherlands found a security flaw common to a security chip used in basically the keyless entry systems mm-hmm. for Volkswagen and related cars. Now, that can mean some pretty nifty luxury brands, including Porsche, Maserati, Audi, etc. And what wound up happening is, in effect, normally what happens with this sort of thing is researchers will find a flaw, they'll tell the company and give them lead time to fix the flaw, and then publish their papers at a security forum so other researchers can learn from it and manufacturers can learn how to secure their systems better. Mm-hmm. That's not what happened here. Hmm. They did give them the normal lead time. They disclosed it to the automakers a full 9 months before they planned to publish it, and what happened instead was they were brought to court, and basically VW got an injunction against them,
wow.
not allowing them to actually publish their paper,
wow.
saying, oh, this is a danger, instead of going and fixing it. Now, this is not an easy problem to fix, and the idea that they were keeping it out of the public eye to prevent theft, I understand the thinking, but there actually have been a rash of luxury car thefts basically mm-hmm. retooling the keyless entry system. To
Is that what they do? Can you tell us how they do it?
Well, in effect, what they do, I'm trying to think how to describe it.
The bad guys,
simply.
We're talking about the bad guys, go to the keyless entry system. Now, would this be like the push buttons or the fob system?
It'll be the fob.
Okay.
What they're doing
is the wireless system.
Mm-hmm. They're basically using the radio frequency identification in the key fob, and they're basically tricking it into mm-hmm. thinking that you're a little closer than you actually are when you're away from your car, and then they greatly reduce the number of possible entry codes to get into the car.
So they go through a series of codes to see which one hits?
Yeah, it becomes much smaller.
See, people do that with garage door openers, too.
Yeah, well, actually, there are a lot of tricks people used to get through garage door openers. One of the fun ones, which I often tell people about, let's say you have a GPS device in your car.
Yeah.
Never have your home button lead to your actual house. Have it lead somewhere nearby, maybe even the police station. Because if somebody breaks into your car, they hit home, they now have your address, the car will take them, and all they have to do is hit the
open
and they walk right in.
Yeah.
There was actually a big theft ring that was doing that at Giant Stadium a couple of years ago.
Wow.
That was just what they'd do. The game would start, they knew the people were gone for a few hours watching the game, so they'd go in, hit home, go in, rob the house, and leave. it was that simple.
Wow, yeah. So back to the car thing, mm-hmm. back to the keyless entry thing, what's the rest of the story?
Well, basically what it comes down to is when you have this smaller, I guess the industry term would be negligible computational complexity. In English, it means there are a lot less possible guesses, so mm-hmm. a computer which is making these guesses over and over again can do it really quickly. Often it'll take less than 30 minutes.
Right.
Now, if you're away from your Maserati,
that could be a million options that it went through.
Through it pretty quickly. And literally what'll happen is they basically pop it and the car will open up just like it would if you were using your own key fob. And then someone walks in and can drive away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's a huge problem. Now, once this finally wound its way through the news, they did finally put the paper out last month. It was released at a security conference in D.C.
Why did Volkswagen want to keep it from... Why did they think that was a good thing to do, a good PR thing to do?
Well, I'm sure they were hoping it didn't really come out that they were doing this, but their perspective was, well, if you release this, it'll lead to a ton of thefts because this is a difficult problem to fix.
It'll tell the bad guys how to do it. It won't help, but yeah, okay, I guess.
Well, you know what you run into over and over again?
A story they were sticking to.
Well, it happens with not just VW, but pretty much all the car manufacturers. These things are designed for features. You know, they want to have people look at it and go, oh, hey, that's so cool. Yeah. I can just press this and I get my car. Great.
Shiny object.
Exactly. And that is, in some ways, almost the enemy of security. There's a concept called security by design where you build these things to be secure from the get-go.
Right.
That's pretty rare.
They're not as shiny, though, are they?
Yeah, no, because that's, you know, that's not the sexy stuff. That's, oh, okay, so someone can't break into the system. Typically speaking, the way these things are set up now with most cars, they're set to work and work well. Mm-hmm. Under perfect circumstances.
Do you think any other car companies have similar exposures like VW did?
I'd love to say maybe, but the answer is probably yes.
So have theirs been repressed, you think? Are we going to find out in a year or two that all of these fobs, like the one in my pocket, has a serious exposure?
Gosh, that's an interesting question, isn't it now?
Yeah.
Well, it's said in security that all software has flaws, and believe me, there's something to that.
Mm-hmm. I got to wrap it up, Scott, but thank you for bringing these scary things to our attention.
But it's always happy to be the walking wet blanket.
The other thing is, you know, take your own measures, folks, on the other side of these. Scott Arno, ladies and gentlemen, the security advocate. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.